Hi, today I'm very pleased to be talking to Catherine Strutt, the General Manager of the Saskatchewan Pension Plan. She has some exciting news to share with us about enhancements to the program, including an increase to the SPP maximum annual contribution level effective immediately for the 2017 tax year. SPP is the only plan of its kind in Canada, a retirement savings plan which does not require an employee-employer relationship. As a result, it can be of particular benefit to individuals with little or no access to a pension plan. Welcome, Catherine.
Thank you, Cheryl.
For the last 7 years, the maximum annual contribution SPP members with RRSP contribution room could make was $2,500. How has that changed?
Well, as you indicated, the maximum annual contribution limit was increased, and it was increased to $6,000 effective January 29th of 2018, and it can be used for the 2017 tax year. So members must still have available RRSP room in order to contribute. There's no change there. But the limit is now indexed as well, starting in 2019.
If a member contributes $6,000 until age 65, how much will his or her pension be?
So we estimated someone contributing for 25 years and retiring at age 65, and we estimate it would be around $2,446 a month. So we encourage people to use the wealth calculator on our website because they can do their own personal scenarios. And if they want a more detailed estimate, they can call our office.
You're estimating a pension then of $2,000 odd?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're taking, obviously that's in today's dollars. We're not, doing a future value or at all, but it's our best estimate now going forward with an 8% return, 25 years, that's about what it is. So again, if they go to the wealth calculator on our website, they can add years, they can subtract years, they can change the earnings rate, all of that to make it more personal to their, and add in other savings that they have from personal savings. It's a really good tool. I encourage people to use it.
So can a spouse contribute for his or her partner if that person doesn't have earned income, and how much can the contribution be?
So the SPP is unique in that way in terms of a pension plan, and that spousal contributions are acceptable. So for instance, my spouse has to be a member. I can contribute to his account and my account up to $6,000 each if I have the available RSC room. If I'm contributing as a spousal contribution, the money goes into his account, but I get the tax receipt. And so other pension plans don't provide that. You could do a spousal RSP, but here you could actually do a spousal pension plan as well.
Oh, that's really fantastic. So actually, in effect, in a one-income family, the wage earner would get $12,000 contribution room for the year.
Yes, as long as they have available room, that's for sure.
Oh, that's a really neat feature. So
yeah.
Can members contribute the full $6,000 for the 2017 tax year?
Yes, they can. Because we're in the stub period right now, so any contribution made between now and March 1st can qualify for the 2017 tax year. So that's what allows the members to do that.
Have you had any feedback on it? I mean, if members are just finding out about that now, how much of an uptick do you expect, given that, maybe they haven't saved the money or they haven't allowed for it?
For sure. I mean, we've had some that have already done it. I can't tell you how many. I just know that I was checking some deposits yesterday, and I saw that some people had already topped it up. We anticipate that people will now, that are doing it on a monthly basis, will start increasing the amount that they're contributing monthly because they have that opportunity. And it'll be really hard to know until, March 1st has ended how many people actually topped it up for 2017. The response has been very, very positive from members. They have wanted this for a long time. And I think the indexing of the amount is also very positive because it means it's not stagnant, right? So it was $600 from 86 to 2010, and from 2010 till now it was $2,500, and there was no way of any kind of automatic increase. Now having that tied to the YMPE, every January 1st, will be a new amount. So that allows it to keep up with wage growth, which is really important.
How much can a member transfer into the plan from another RSP? Has that amount changed?
No, that amount has not changed. That's remained at $10,000. The board will continue to lobby to get that limit moved, but at this point it's at $10,000.
Another change announced at the same time is that work is beginning immediately on a variable pension option at retirement. Can you explain to me what that means and why it will be attractive to many members?
We have a lot of members who have wanted to stay with us when they retire, but they're not particularly interested in an annuity at this point. So the annuity rates are low, and they're not wanting to lock their money in. So they've been wanting a variable benefit type of option, and their only way of getting that is to transfer out of the SPP to another financial institution. Because a variable benefit is a retirement option paid directly out of our fund, and it has many, many similarities to the prescribed registered retirement income funds, which people can transfer out to. So it will provide members with flexibility and control over when and how much retirement income to withdraw, and investment earnings will continue to grow on a tax-sheltered basis. Those members who want to stay and get the benefit of the low MER and the good solid returns, I think will be attracted to that. They'll also maybe be attracted to annuitizing some and having a variable benefit for some. And so having a bit of fixed income where they know what they're going to get, but having a bit of flexibility in terms of maybe pulling some larger amounts out to go on a trip, for instance. We hear that from people. So I think this will be attractive to those people that are retiring from SPP that really have enjoyed a long relationship with us and want to continue to bear those fruits.
Now, what's the difference between contributing to a registered retirement savings plan or Saskatchewan pension plan?
In some respects, they're very similar in that contributions to the Saskatchewan pension plan are part of your total RSP contribution limit. So when you're looking at your notice of assessment, it says your RSP room, any contribution made to Saskatchewan pension plan is part of that. So it's part of the whole tax shelter. One of the biggest advantages I think that SPP has is it is a pure pension plan. It's not a temporary savings account. It's meant to provide you income in your retirement. All of your investment, all of the funds of the members are pooled for investment purposes, and you get access to top money managers no matter what your account balance is or how much you contribute. And sometimes those services are only available to higher net worth individuals, and people get it here regardless of what their income is. And so the low MER, so in 2017, it was 83 basis points or 0.83. Solid returns and the pure pension plan. I think those are things that make us different from an RSP. So we are like a company pension plan. If you have access to one of those and lucky enough to have an access to a company pension plan, that's what we provide to people, regardless of whether or not their employer is involved.
If a member still has RSP contribution after maxing out SPP contributions, can he or she make additional RSP contributions in the same year?
You bet. Your limit is what CRA gives you, and then how you invest that is up to you. So, for instance, people that are part of a pension plan might have some available RSP room to do outside. They can also then contribute to the Saskatchewan pension plan and get benefits in their own personal account, like what they're getting through their pension at work.
My SPP also went live in late January. Can you tell me some of the features of My SPP and what member reaction has been to gaining online access to SPP data?
The reaction from members has been very positive. They've been asking for this for a while, and we did a bit of a soft rollout at the end of January and had a great response, and then people are going to be getting information with their statements, and we expect even bigger uptake. So what they can do is once they've set up an account, they can go in and they can see the personal information we have on file for them. They can see who they've named as their beneficiary, when was the last time they made a contribution, what their account balance is, If they're doing, if they've misplaced a tax receipt or can't find their statement, they can see those things online. Retired members can get T4A information and see when their pension payments have gone into their accounts. So it's a first step, and we think it's a really positive one, and we're getting some really good feedback from our members.
So finally, to summarize in your own words, why do you think the annual increase in the SPP contribution level, introduction of a variable benefit, and MySPP makes a Saskatchewan pension plan a better pension plan than ever for Canadians age 18 to 71?
Well, I think that by having an increased limit and having it indexed means that it's can be perhaps more relevant to people. It certainly will be a bonus, I think, to employers who wanted to match their employee contributions but were running up against the old limit. This will give them more opportunity to do so. It helps the plan improve sustainability over the long term as people are investing more. The variable benefit, when introduced, will give retiring members more options, and I think that's a good thing that they can keep, if they want, they can keep going with this tried and true organization well into their retirement. And the MySPP just allows members access to their accounts information whenever they wish, and that's certainly as the younger people are coming into the plan, they're wanting information at all times of the day, not just necessarily when the office is open. And they can get it on their mobile, they can do it according to their timetable, and I think that's going to be very positive.
Exciting times. Thank you, Catherine. It's been a pleasure to chat with you again.